Okay, my name is Tim. I'm visiting from Austin. I know some of you, I've been here before in this wonderful student station. But I'd like to see a little bit about who you are. I'd like to find out a little bit. So how about if you, I understand there are some high school seniors that just graduated and you're now at the college training. So high school is over, Jessica. That chapter is closed, sister. And you're just opening a whole new chapter of life. So how about all the high school seniors that just graduated? I'd like for you to stand up. All right. That's a good number, 30-something. Welcome to college. You're a high school senior, just graduated. Okay, all of you just graduated. Congratulations. Amen. Okay, thank you. That means you're going to be a freshman. Okay, now there should be some of you that finished your freshman year. Yes, it's possible in 1 year to go to the sophomore year. So if you just finished your freshman year, how about you stand up? Okay. All right, so the ones that just stood up, this is where you'll be next year, right, if you study hard. Okay, great. Good number of you. Great. Good number of you. Okay, now let's go on to the next group. You finished your sophomore year, right? So now you are going to be what? Juniors. Okay. Good number of juniors. Not quite as many, but still solid. Okay, thank you. And then now you're going to be a senior. Even if you're not going to graduate May 14, you're still senior status. So how about the ones that how about all of you stand up? Seniors. Okay, that's pretty solid too. Okay, good. Now how many of you will graduate May 14th? Or so, August 14th? Come on, Daniel, you're gonna be, that's next May, yeah. Okay, good. Okay, how about graduate students? Any graduate students? You're in graduate school or you're gonna enter graduate school? Yeah, this group here. Okay. All right, good. Chris, you went back to school. All right. Okay, and then how about the areas you're from? I'd like to see how many, let's start far away. How many of you came from another state, like further? How about Texas? That's pretty far away. Hey. Okay, good job, Texas. Okay, good. Okay, coming on across, what's the other state? Louisiana? Anybody from Louisiana make it? Mississippi? Alabama? Alright. Yeah. Alright, Alabama. You need strengthening in these states. Consider Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. We're not strong enough in those states. And how about, a little bit north of us? Where are we here? North Carolina? Maryland, call it out. Where are you from? North Carolina. Pretty good. Good job. Okay. There's a South Carolina too. Anybody from South? All right. We got one. All right. We got one. Okay. Then what other than Georgia, anybody else? Florida. I get to Florida. Come on, Florida. All right. Good. Florida. All right. Good. We need more Floridians. And then Tennessee's not too far away. Okay, good. Yeah, y'all helped us in Texas get our independence. We're much thankful for that. Remember the Alamo. Yeah, y'all died for Texas. Okay, someone said Mass? Oh, Maryland, okay. Mass, okay. Wait a minute, you already stood up. Okay, that counts. We'll take it. And Mass also? Okay, then who else is not? Virginia. Okay. Okay, how about Virginia stand up? Okay. Alright, there we go. Good showing. Cali. California. Where's California? Well, I thought they had these things out on the West Coast. You want to double portion? Okay. We'll take it. Good. Hungry boys. Hungry eating boys. New Jersey. Oh, wow. New Jersey. Good. Okay. Anybody else? Who are we missing? West Virginia. Pennsylvania. I need my hearing aid turned up. Come on. Who'd you call? Pennsylvania. Okay. Okay, that leaves, what? Maryland? Maryland, okay. Alright, good, Maryland. Canada? What? Really? Poland? He gets some. Oklahoma, yeah, Oklahoma. No? And then Georgia. Okay, that's good. Good showing. Is everybody, anybody else we missed? Rhode Island? Okay. I remember talking to his dad about where he's going to go to school. It just seemed like yesterday. And now he's graduating. I cannot believe it. 4 years, just like that. We got Oklahoma, where? We already called it. What happened to you, RJ? Okay, good. OU? Connecticut? Okay, good. Oh, what a blending. That's probably 20 states, well, 15 maybe. Most southeast and reaching over and up. Okay, then one more question. I want to find out, what's your summer? What's going on with your summer? So how many are in summer school, taking two or more classes for the whole summer? Or let's see, how about both sessions of summer? You're in both sessions of summer school. Okay. Take my jacket off. Okay, that was just a few. Okay, how about you in one summer session of summer school? Okay, what are you doing with the rest of your summer? You're here. What's going to happen after this? Summer School of Truth. Okay. All right. Then how many are working this summer with 20 more hours a week? Stand up. Okay. How'd you get this week off? What? Okay, ask Tom. Okay, good job. Told him you had something very important. How many of you are 40 hours or more? 40 hours or more a week? Okay, great. Alright, how many of you are serving in an internship on the college campus? Okay, that's good. Okay, what else are you doing? How many are doing nothing? Come on, stay up. Come on, stay up. I want to see how many of you are doing nothing. You're just kind of chilling. Like nothing real is happening. It's just kind of dog paddle. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Okay. Boy, I missed that one. No shame. Okay. How many made it to the live training in California, Genesis? Ooh, good. Genesis was delicious, right? How many are in the video training? Good job. All right, pick it up. Yeah. Okay. How many made the team reunion in Austin? Okay. All right. Good. What else this summer? Poland? How many are going to Poland? How many have been to Poland at some point? That's good too. That's a week long. That's great. Okay. Very active. Great. How many, this is your first college conference, college training? How many? First college training. Whoa. Are you kidding? Okay, how many of you are high school seniors? No, this is, keep standing. All of you keep standing. Raise your hand if you just finished high school. Let's see. So a lot of you didn't have the option before. How about you sit down? Let me see the rest. If you're a high school senior, just graduated, you sit down. The rest of you stand. Your first college training. Okay, still a great number. Good. All right. Okay, it gives me a little feel for where we are. Good representation of all the classes. That's really good. We got a good number of high school seniors that are here. Some couldn't make it, obviously, but still our freshman class is critical. And that's what we'd like to talk to you about. If you flip in your folder to the section on the Lord's move, what's the section for this hour? Okay, that's what the message is about, but what's the whole theme for this line, this second? Okay, great. Participating in the Lord's move on the campuses. So, you are the Lord's move on the campuses. So don't think we're talking about something apart from you. Without you, the Lord has no move on the campuses. You take away all you and the ones that couldn't make it, and he doesn't have a move. So don't pitchfork this to someone else. It's us, O Lord. We are the Lord's move, and the Lord has moved through young people from time beginning. You look Old Testament, when he wanted to do something, he went to young people. New Testament, and, you know, I could rattle them off. I'm not going to give you a history lesson. I've got other things to get into. But it's the young people that he goes to with the Lord, the disciples, they were young. In church history, there's documentation. He wants to move. He moves primarily through young people. That doesn't mean us old folks aren't useful and needed, but the Lord's fresh move and burden primarily comes through who? Raise your hand. Say, it's me. Come on, get it up. The Lord's move is with me. Again, the Lord's move is with me. Now put your name in there. The Lord's move is with Jessica. Again, the Lord's move is with Jessica. Good. Okay. And there's been a lot of fellowship about companions, which in the homes. So you're not by yourself. So the Lord's moving through you in the context of the body. Okay, so let's flip to catching freshmen alive. This is a phrase modified from Luke 5:10. Let's all read that together. Okay, so very beginning, calling, a word from the Lord. These were fishermen, net menders, catching physical fish unto death. Right? You ever eaten a live fish? I've eaten a raw fish, Japanese style, but never a live fish. You ever eaten a? Okay, so you catch fish unto death, but this is catching men unto life. This is catching men alive. And this was what the Lord wanted to bring these fishermen into, was a change of occupation. You have an occupation, and now I'm calling you to follow me to catch men alive. And so we just inserted the word fresh, fish, fresh men. So catching freshmen alive. This was John and James, flesh brothers. Actually, they were cousins of the Lord Jesus, so some association there. And then their partners, Simon and Andrew, not mentioned here, but we know he was there also. They were also flesh brothers and associates, partners, close relatedness there. So in catching people, there's a context of relatedness with other believers. We'll talk a little bit about that. You have been already. So please don't put this fellowship all on yourself. It's related, it's with the related group. Right here you see four people. And actually, the boat was getting filled up. The nets were beginning to tear. And so they called their associates, their partners, come help. There were two of them laboring together, and that wasn't sufficient. So jump on in here. And they assisted them. And so these four brought forth an abundance of fish. So right from the beginning, you have to see the grouping. The Lord called them even in groups, and he labored with them in groups. And in this case, their net was tearing. And we could say that was at the beginning of their ministry. They weren't that perfected, built up, so there was some ripping and tearing. But by the end of the Gospels, there's another miracle like this, almost identical. Fished all night, caught nothing, professional fishermen. Actually, they were three and a half years better experienced fishermen, and they came up with nothing. And in that case, it said the nets did not tear. So the Lord had perfected them, had raised them up, and they were able to contain 153 large fish. So that net represents you. That net is a picture of the disciples, and a net is a line that intersects. It's a series of lines. So you may be an individual. Maybe you've been fishing with a pole. And if you will drop that pole fishing by yourself and join it to another and let that be crossed with some others, then you will become a net. You see? Think about it. Just take this coat off. I'm going to get some scratching noise, right? I'm going to just drop this. So here are the intersections of relatedness right here, right here, right here. And these become an area of relatedness, just like our physical body has joints, ligaments, tendons that are in the area. My shoulder's working quite well now because there's a very well-designed coordination among some members that are working together, and that's like a vital group. And you put this together, and it sometimes it overlaps, you know, it's not, and these, you know, it can be a dotted line because these things are fluid, and that becomes a net, and it's for catching fish alive. See this net? See all the little intersections? See, this is a picture of you. Where are the Athens saints? Watch y'all stand up, Athens. Are y'all the front line? Okay, I thought y'all were Athens, no? Texas, okay, why don't y'all stand up? Let's take these guys here. Where are y'all from? Houston, okay, come on, Houston. So, it's like these are just, how about just take all these guys? Doesn't matter where you're from. Okay, they are just joined. Come on, stand up. And they are related. And so they become a net. They become a net. And then when you throw them on the campus, come on, y'all, just here, this is a picture of you, and just toss it over these guys right here. See, together, as a group, this is again a picture of the ones holding it, and they become a net, and that net just swoops up the fish. It's like that. Catching men alive. See, these are lively ones, see? Okay. That's good. So, this is a joint effort. And in fact, we use the illustration of the village fishermen. I think some of you have seen the pictures. I'll demonstrate. They walk out into the bay about waist deep and outside their village, the bay, and they set the net on the ground like that and leave it there. And then they come back a couple of days later after everything's settled and they all circle the net. So how about y'all bring the net this way a little bit? And this is how they do the fishing. It's a joyful, if you've ever seen these pictures, they're full of smiles, the kids are there. It's a village effort. It takes a village to catch the fish. Okay, and so they surround, come on, we'll take some more. They surround the net. They walk out just gently in the water, just kind of gradually, don't, not to spook the fish. They just circle. Come on, you. Join in the festival. This is what you're going to be eating for the next week. And so then they just all grab the net, and it's almost effortless. They just stand up like that. And you can see these fish just jumping like that, but they can't get out of the net because they're circled. And then they pull the net together, they close in on them, and they just walk back to the shoreline, and they spread out all the fish. And everybody just jumps in there and starts cleaning. Okay, great, brothers. So that's what we like to do. It's joyful. It's a feast. You get to eat well. You're with your folks enjoying. It's not an arduous effort. It's very enjoyable. Okay, and that's under Roman numeral 1, the groups of related. Let's read that. So we have, take this verse in Ecclesiastes, it's down there, 4:12, while a man may prevail against one, the two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So it's referring to individuals in this way that, come on, Joseph, a man, this is a man, he can, he may prevail against the one. So here's the one, and I'm the man. Yeah. The pushover. Come on, Joseph. I'm 60 years, 61 now. And okay. Now you came up with James there. Okay, and it says the two will withstand him. So lock arms. Okay, now I got a little bit more reckless. So Satan wants to come in and deal with you. I want to deal with you, Joseph. Okay. I got a little bit more of a problem on my hands. Now, get old Brusco up here. The bruiser. Get the bruiser up here, okay. Now y'all lock up. I'll lock up with Bruce bruiser there. Okay. And what does the verse say? A threefold cord is not quickly broken. So if you team up with one other, you can withstand. You team up with two other, and now Satan wants to come and mess with you and try to get in. Okay, lock up real tight there, boys. Okay, now I'll be the enemy trying to withstand this group and try to get in the group because he wants to divide us. He always wants to separate us because he can isolate us, then he can work on us. It's like I just shoved Joseph right in the chair.
I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready. You're never ready. How about when the Lord comes, will you be ready? It's a different topic. That's for later. He wasn't ready. Okay. So this is how he wants to get in. And he just always looking to... I'm done with that group. I broke my glasses and cut my eye. So, no problem. So, threefold cord. So, companions are very necessary. That's why you have companions at your level, students, full-timers. The full-timers were just like you at one point, and the Lord kept working in them, and they decided to follow the Lord, and they got a calling. And some served full-time. Some went the way of getting a secular job, and they're community saints. All these are necessary. You put these together, if we're going to bear freshmen, we're going to bear fruit on the campus. We need full-timers and we need community saints. So those are part of the net. So you should have companions that are your age and also some that are serving you if you have some on the campus, and then the community saints. Okay, so Let's go on to being desperate to gain freshmen. There's an audio clip here that tells us very definitely about a target. And the point here is about being desperate. So how about we, I think our audio folks are working. Can we get the first clip? What's the brother's name? Eric. Eric, are you listening? Okay. Do everything you can to gain who? The freshman. So here's a, you pick up a little desperateness in his speaking, and a real clear focus and target. And the best way, of course, we know that the best fishing pond, the best fishing pond are the college campuses. They're not the only fishing pond, but they're the best. And so now we have the best way and the best fishing pond, and that's with the freshmen, because they're not settled, and his emphasis here was to learn. And I don't think we've made that much progress. I think we're really behind. This was many decades ago when this came out, and we just haven't gotten that far along, sorry to say. I've been on the campus for 35 years around, and very slow learner and slow to pick up the principles. But this is a key one. It's a big secret. Used to be we didn't even pay attention to the freshmen at all. Many years ago, we just didn't have that kind of view at all. So this is a big help to go for the freshmen. So you have to have a learning spirit. Don't think you know. This is something you have to learn. Fishermen have to learn how to fish. Like the case with Carryard and his cousin, not his cousin, his brother-in-law, who's a professional fisherman. He wins prizes and he's got all the equipment and he goes out, they go out in the boat. He doesn't take Carrie with him on the tournaments because Carrie doesn't know what he's doing related to the physical fish. But Lynn, his brother-in-law, is very skilled. And when he does take Carrie out, he tries to help teach him. And they've been out in the boat together, same boat together, same fishing line, same fishing reel, same line, same hook, same bait, same side of the boat, the same time. And Lynn is just pulling them in right after that. Carrie gets zero. Explain that one to me. He doesn't have the skill. He doesn't know all the things. And Lynn, when he sees the fish aren't biting, he just pulls up. And right away he moves over. He knows. He just studies it. He studies it. He learns. And by that he perfects his fishing skill. So we have to have this kind of view that we don't really know how to catch people. Let me just ask you, how many of you have one remaining fruit that's solid in the church today? Okay, don't raise your hand. Just ask yourself, do you have one piece of fruit that you can point to and say, that person is going on solidly in the church, and I was a major player, maybe not the only one, but I was very active in that. Okay, if you can't say that, then you have to admit you don't know that much about catching fruit. Right? And I think a lot of us this way, and that's what we like to change. And the Lord's given us principles, and He's given us the help, and so we're in the business of changing that, so that now we become, just like the Lord wanted, catching men alive. So we hope through the college training and through the fellowship that you'll graduate from college having not just one piece of fruit, but multiple, especially the ones coming in as freshmen, Jessica. I hope Jessica there in Arlington, UT Arlington, I hope next year I talk to you, Jessica, there'll be someone sitting next to you that we didn't know before you went. Are you going to Arlington, right? No. Where'd you decide to go? Where? North Texas, UNT. Okay, Denton. So 1 year from now, Jessica, I hope there'll be at least one person. In 1 year, come on, Jessica, you're a freshman. And you're going to be surrounded by people just in your exact same status. And they don't know much at all. And through the full-timers to the homes, I just believe it's possible. And that would be so tremendous. Your joining of the Lord would reach a level that you have never experienced before, unless you brought someone in as remaining fruit. Okay, so that's where we like to go. Okay, people, let's read number 3. Why? Okay, so we have, this is just going to be like the reunion. I just didn't get very far at all in this message. And I'm afraid it's going to happen again. So much here. So the target is real clear. The freshmen. Okay, so in the middle of this are freshmen. It's a bullseye. You have to have something when you're on the campus and you're meeting people, something to focus on. That doesn't mean we're not going to gain anybody that comes our way. We are glad to have sophomores, we're glad to have juniors and seniors and graduate students, but we have to have a target that we're shooting at. And it's really clear in the ministry where that target is. What is the target? Okay. And then among the freshmen, there's even, take up this. You could blow this up. And among these freshmen, they're not all the same. Okay. So what 3 circles do you think this is? Not body, soul, spirit. What's the middle of this one? These are all freshmen. What are the categories of freshmen? There are the Jessica readers. They grew up with us. That is the very center. God's eye is right there. Okay. And then there are the ones that they're associated with. They're friends. The Lord has put people around you for His purpose. So you have to have an eye for that. You have to realize, oh, these people are sitting next to me because God is interested in them. And they are Jessica's friends. Okay? And then, what's the third group? Freshmen. These are all freshmen. Jessica, Jessica's freshman friends, and then the ones that we don't know that we're meeting this summer in orientations or the beginning of the school year. These are the ones that we meet. Registration. So these, we start here and go here and go here. The freshmen. Okay, look at this next quote. It says, why focus on freshmen? This was also back, I think, in the 70s. So we had the light there. And back then, September, there wasn't so much summer development as there is today. Now, UT Austin requires every freshman to come in the summer and go through a 2.5-day orientation. You do this or you don't come to our school. Mandatory. And you're going to come to, you're going to do that and you're going to stay in our dormitory. You can't stay out somewhere else. You're coming and you're sticking with us. You're staying with us. Mandatory. They're trying to get the kids through in 4 years and trying to make sure they graduate. So it's a big push. And I think you're going to see it growing. So this now is the summer because it talks about when they're, coming to the campus. And then 3 lines down, but we must purposefully, you can underline this, form teams to go to the campuses to reach the young people. You see that line? Why don't you underline that? And then during, skip down another couple lines, during these months, you see that? Let's read that. First you reap them, then you build them up. This is like wave. Every year, another wave. 3 million in this country. are hitting the campuses right now. They're right here on this campus, probably. They just, 7,000 of them just walked through our campus. Okay, then after that, look at this. Let's read this sentence. After that, you may use them to gain their classmates and roommates. Okay, the Lord is going to use them through us to gain those around them. So first you get them, and they have a cluster, and then you need to do the same thing year after year. I believe that each time we do this, more freshmen will be reaped. Do not miss this opportunity. Then the next sentence, let's read that. If we gain the freshmen, okay, so here's another way you could look at it. You get one of these. Okay, so let's say Jessica, gains a friend. What's her friend's name going to be? How about a Sally? I want Sally there next year. Okay, so you gain, here's Jessica. And then Jessica gains Sally. And now Sally's parents come in. Hey, RJ, could you come up? I want RJ to tell you about his high school senior year. Can we just use this one right here? Okay, I just learned this at one of the college conferences. RJ was a high school senior and graduating, and I want to tell a story just in a minute or two.
Okay, so it was the end of my senior year, and I had the opportunity to speak to my class during graduation. And so throughout my high school years, I hadn't really told people too much or preached the gospel too much or said that I was a Christian. My close friends knew I was, but anyway, I wanted to, you know, just kind of declare, unfurl my flag and say that I love the Lord and that He is my way, my reality, and my life. And so I quoted that verse, in my speech. And so out of that, some people, one in particular, Shield, messaged me on Facebook, and she just asked me, like, oh, I didn't know you were a Christian. And I found out she was going to UT. And so at that time, my sister was there, Alicia. And so I just got her connected. And just kind of out of this one speaking, a couple other friends, one, her name is Emily, and she was going to OU as well. And so I started talking to her, and I said that, you know, we have this Christians on Campus Club, and maybe you'd like to come. And then another friend, Brian, who's my friend, you know, all through high school, played on the soccer team together. And I just told him about Freshman Connect because he was going to UNT in Denton. And so anyway, just like just saying that I was a Christian and just kind of taking a stand like that allowed for people to even approach me. And I didn't even have to go out of my way and speak to strangers, you know. And then it's amazing what the Lord can do with just the few that He gains from that. And so I just was talking to Tim today and found out that Shield has a younger sister coming to UT now, Vivian, and she's bringing her friends and wanting to meet. And Emily's mom started meeting with the church in Denton, and she's really getting connected to the sisters there. And then even what was really amazing was that Emily had to transfer to OSU last year, and so she was really burning, and she went to OSU and just had the desire to, you know, start a club there. And so I think OSU now has 20 or so students meeting in the home meeting in one of the homes every Friday night. And so it's like these open doors, these warm doors are really the way the Lord can, you know, can gain so much. Well, we don't even know what the Lord can do, so, amen.
Yeah. So y'all catch it? So he gives a speech at the end, I guess he's a valedictorian or whatever. So he uses that time to take the flag and zoop, tells it out. Tell out the virtues. It's not I, but Christ. People are listening. Friends are listening. And three of them come and contact him, three different campuses, and we are gaining these people, and Emily's mother, so you have RJ, and then you have Emily, the friend, and then now Emily's parent, mom, is coming in, and one of these friends is named Shield at UT, so we've gained Shield. Shield's younger sister, Vivian, is a freshman out at UT. She's coming to freshman orientation. She came to all our activities. She brought her friends. It's just expanding. And then I didn't even hear about the OSU. So Emily transfers, and now something's happening at OSU, 20 in a home, out of his opening his mouth at a speech. How about that?
Yeah.
What about getting the mouth open? Look at the effect. And it's still going. It's incalculable. Just by speaking, look at the Lord's gaining so much. I just love that story. Thank you. Okay, I'm in a dilemma here. I want to give you time to share, because there may be some other stories like that. I just happened to discover that in the middle of a college conference, and it was electrifying, and it's still going on. I'm glad to get the update. That's so happy to see Vivian. I came up to RJ, told him the good news is expanding, and he just told me the good news is expanding in Oklahoma too, OSU. Great. Okay, so this is the dilemma. We got several pages of fellowship, and it ends with something about serving on the campus in the summer. We call it an internship, which is a common term. And I've asked a group from Athens to share their experiences, and from Austin, and they're just like you. They're nervous, and when is it going to happen? And if I put them off, I'll probably get some sad troopers here. So I think we better, if you're okay with this, I can come back and share some of the points from this, but maybe we'll let them release their burden, right? I think that'd take care of them in a good way, so they're not having to think about this. And I know, see, he's already, let's see, how's this going to come out? We're all the same. So how about Athens? You come up. So we'll go back and give you a little bit of background. The point on this is that there's opportunities in some places to give your summer. That's why I was asking about your summer earlier. I had a motive to see how busy you were during the summer, and to give your summer, not just a week or 2 weeks, but work it out where your summer could be given to the Lord. So if some have done this in Athens, is this the first year in Athens or for the internship? Okay. We've been doing it in Austin for several years, and it's now at a higher level. Maybe they can tell you a little bit about that. But how about the Athens Saints come up? You just get about a half a minute each. We're trying to give some time for everybody. So how about y'all come on up here and share about your experiences of serving together, just briefly. So these are students, all of you students, right? And you all, let's see, okay. And how are we going to start this? Okay, just how about your name and then your classification and then your 30 seconds of sharing.
All right, my name's Corey, and I'll be a fourth-year student at UGA. And just to start off, it's been a really big burden of the conference about giving our time and redeeming our time, and this is an awesome way to do it, is serve on a college campus during the summer. And so this summer, I really wanted to give my time in a practical way, and other summers I wasn't available or able to be here on campus or even in Athens, and I felt like I really missed out on some building that happened between the students, but then also practically, I kind of didn't know what was going on my campus when I came back in the fall. So I wanted to give that time. And so the summer doing the internship, I gave the time, but like our brother was sharing, like, we just have to learn how to catch freshmen. And I really have been learning this summer that I do not know what I'm doing. I have felt a lack in so many areas, a lot of days it seemed like everything that I did went wrong. But we still give our time, even if we feel like it's going wrong. And I just feel like this summer has been such a blessing, even though I didn't feel like I was really contributing that much or doing it. But it just presented my time, and the Lord, we had so many contacts. The Lord just blessed our being there. And so, I don't know, I'm just really burdened that we would give our time. And one verse that I really have been touched by this summer was 1 Corinthians 3:6, which says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. So it's just like we show up and God causes the growth. Like,
nice.
We just
good.
Show up.
Okay.
So we've definitely been a little adjusted based on that verse, because even though we knew that God causes the growth, sometimes we still outwardly in our actions think that we can cause the growth. So one situation we had is we met all these new sisters, and we've been playing volleyball and doing all kinds of fun things with them. But then they like wanted to come to the meeting on the Lord's Day. And so we're not going to tell them no, because we don't know if they'll ever want to come again. And basically the meeting was Brother Ron's message on
Dominion.
And they had not been any other Lord's Day. So we were really frightened, basically, because it was not in our hands at all. So basically, Corey and I prayed about it, but still outwardly, I still was hoping that everything would be the way I planned it. It was not. We had like people we hadn't even met before come. They brought friends.
Wow.
And I don't know. They stayed for the first part and they left for the second part like halfway through the meeting, which was really scary. But a couple girls stayed and we took them to a home. And we found out that one girl really enjoyed the message. She was like, can I come again tonight? And we had to tell her no, because it was a closed meeting. But we were just shocked that she enjoyed it. And it was just so clear that it was just the Lord. And all those other girls that go to our school, we've had contact with them. Like, they had to leave, but they weren't bothered. So it was just so clear that it was all the Lord and not what we were doing.
Good.
So when you, when people come to your table, like during the orientation, there's a matter of following up. And so basically you can just get on your list. You have all these students that sign up at your table, and you really have to call these ones eventually. And so we usually call within the next day or 2 days. But then we're doing a Bible reading challenge, and I know some of you use lettheword.com, but we get into this website, and in order to get the one signed up, we went back and called everyone on that list, even though we had called them before. And so just to say, if you ask if they wanted to do the Bible reading challenge, we're doing it. We did it in the book of Matthew. And so I guess the key points with that was to pray beforehand, to pray before we actually call these ones, and then to not look at it as like a business call. It could be enjoyable. I talked to this one girl for a few minutes, and we just talked about her day and everything. And then so don't view it as a business call. I just really want to get to know these ones, because the means of the Bible reading challenge isn't that they read the word mostly. It's mostly to build up a relationship so that when they come during the school year,
good,
they'd want to meet with us.
Good.
And then also, it's really enjoyable to do it with someone else. The fact that I was doing it with my sister, we were able to like share, oh, that phone call was like really awesome. And, you know, even just praying with one another before each call. And then lastly, just pray afterwards too, just following up with the ones who actually join. And so we really were praising the Lord, I guess, because after that call that night when we called everyone on that list, about 15 of the girls actually answered their phone and like wanted to actually join the challenge. And these are ones that we've called before, but some of them may have not answered their phone that first time. So that second reaping was really, really awesome.
Good.
Yeah. Just interning is just really preserving. We all are pretty burdened now just to redeem the time. And the internship is just a perfect way to do it, because we have so much time during the summer, and it's like we don't know what to do with all this time that we're given. So really just dedicating, like, I don't know, we meet like 8 a.m. every morning, like every week for like a month and a half or something. It was a really long time, but it was just really great, because, I mean, you're really dedicating that time to the Lord. And you look back and you're like, wow, the summer is practically over. But we spent basically every day together, and it was like, wow, but I don't know, the Lord, there's no way he couldn't have built us up or blent us during that time.
Good. Are you from Athens? Why don't you go next? Because these are you from Athens?
Okay. I was just going to share that it's really a salvation to be able to intern during the summer. You get saved first before anyone else, before you touch anyone. So anyway, we were able to get these guys as well. They interned with us, and they could also share their experience.
Now, these are people not from Athens. So they wanted to participate, get their summer. So nearby church was doing something, right? Am I got this right? So tell us your name and where you're from.
I'm Joey. I go to the University of Tennessee, and I wanted to attach myself to the internship after I went to the team reunion. And I just appreciated seeing how everything we did was surrounded with prayer. We prayed before we went and did anything. We prayed after we went. We prayed over the names, and I really appreciated that.
My name is Jacob Parrish. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. And this summer, the internship has been a really great practice for putting into practice a vision. That's what a revival is, the practice of a vision. Psalm 113 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity." So the practice of the coordination, the blending, has been a tremendous experience for me and for all of us here. The chance to coordinate in a structured way has been a really great way to practice this vision in a way that we couldn't do elsewhere. So it's been a great way to learn, and it's been really amazing.
Good.
My name is Nathan. I'm going into my second year, and I'm also from Charlotte, North Carolina. And some brothers presented this opportunity. Actually came up because one of the brothers asked me what I was doing this summer, and I said, not much. And he said, that's not good. You need to do something. So he gave this opportunity, and he's like, you know, you consider it and pray about it. And as I consider it, I was like, you know, this is a really good opportunity to learn to preach the gospel, yeah. To learn to coordinate, you know, learn to be with others. And it ended up being so much more than that. And I was just like, I just learned to be with people. We learn to enjoy, open up, you know, in our coordination and pray together and then be with people on the campus. You know, a lot of what, you know, we're doing on the campus wasn't like giving some huge gospel message, but it's like we had a strong atmosphere of love in our coordination. Wow. And a basis of prayer and enjoyment. And then, so when I would just open up my mouth, like we'd be at the table for registration and they would just check out the clubs, I'd just be like telling about the club and, you know, the kind of meetings that we had. And I was just like, I just had, you know, one particular experience where I was just sharing what the meetings were like or what meetings we had. And I just had been enjoying that day. And I just felt like there was more weight to it, you know? And so I just really appreciated this opportunity not to do anything spectacular, but it was just like a really good help to learn to coordinate, learn to pray, learn to open up and then get filled, you know, and then just open your mouth. This is a big thing, just to learn to open my mouth.
Very good. So may the Lord give all of you remaining fruit from your labor this summer. Thank you very much. Okay, so we have one more group that'd like to come up, but I think we're going to put shift tonight, if that's okay, because we want to save some time for others. Maybe you'd like to share overflow from something you heard this college training, maybe something from this morning, or the first session, second session, or you like to give us a testimony of something going on like this. So how about we save the next 10 minutes for that, and then we'll just continue this tonight, and then go ahead with the other message tonight as well. Is that okay with everybody? That way we can get to hear from you, because I like to hear more. So we're going to do it with the microphones, and Bobby will help us.